Hello, and welcome to Living Beyond Limits and our online service, which we are actually filming on Zoom today. So glad that you have joined us today. I am Reverend Jennifer Speer, and we are a part of Centers for Spiritual Living. We normally meet on Sundays together, but since this pandemic has been going on, we have been doing virtual services. And what we normally do when we meet in person is one of the first things that we do is we say good morning to the people that we're sitting near. And what happens really is it gives us the opportunity for our hearts to open and to experience that connection that we have with each other and the love that is already inside of us, and we get to share that love. And so what I invite you to do right now is, if you attend our services normally, to hold in your mind's eye some of those people that you sit near. And if you don't attend our services, just to imagine some of the people that you love. And to imagine right now that you are sending them some of your love. That you are sending that love out like a golden light that wraps itself around that person. And as you do that, you see them standing in their own wholeness, in their own authentic power. And to know that as you do that, you are actually sending them a blessing. And to know also that the chances are very high somebody else that watches this video is doing that same thing for you, sending you their blessing of love. How wonderful it is to get to participate in blessing each other. And so as we begin our service this morning, our practitioner, David Conant, is going to lead us in an evocation as we begin to evoke an awareness of the presence of spirit that is always right where we are, closer than our very breathing, and do a contemplative reading for us. And so I invite you just to begin to kind of settle into yourself, to move your attention inward to that place within you that is not reliant upon this world, but is the place of peace and stillness.
At this time, I move my thoughts as I focus on my oneness with spirit. Its presence in my life takes many forms, depending on what I am doing. This one source is clearly a divine companion, an inner light that is always there. This is true for me, and it is true for everyone, everywhere. It is always manifesting in our lives. This one source is present here today as Living Beyond Limits. We are all blessed by the creative energy flowing through Living Beyond Limits and into this service. I bless Reverend Jennifer. I know that her sermon is the one mind manifesting through her. I bless Ray for making what we are doing possible. I bless the entire Living Beyond Limits family and many more. I bless all spiritual paths, and I know that there is no doubt about our oneness with Spirit. And so it is. Hello. My reading today is from 365 Days of Richer Living by Ernest Holmes and Raymond Charles Barker. It is titled, I Imbibe New Ideas from the Creativity of God. God is all there is, the only presence, the only power, and the only mind or intelligence. When we conceive a new idea, we are thinking directly from the creativity of God. We are merely the instrument through which God thinks. Today, I imbibe new ideas from the creativity of God. My whole consciousness is alive and awake and aware. It is impregnated with divine ideas and shall bear fruit after the image of the impression conceived within it and the divine imprint made upon it. Today, then, I expect new ways of doing things. I expect to meet new people, form new friendships. I expect everything in my experience to enlarge and deepen and broaden. I expect more good than I have ever experienced before. And today, I expect to give out more, to increase my love for others. Today, I expect from myself a more gentle approach to life, a more kindly feeling, and a more beneficent impulse. New thoughts, new ideas, new situations, new ways of doing things, and a new influx of the divine shall make this day perfect, glad, and an expression of limitless bounty from the storehouse of the infinite good. And so it is.
And so it is. Thank you, David, very much. And so I'd like to share with you now our mission statement at Living Beyond Limits. It says, we are a sanctuary where people can discover and reveal the presence of God within their own being and experience their oneness with all life. Through the realization of this inner presence of love and peace, we give way to the evolutionary impulse of the divine and become a beneficial presence in the world. And that's exactly what we are doing here at Living Beyond Limits, is we are giving ourselves the tools and the inspiration and the reminder so that we might be a beneficial presence in this world. Because when we are reminded and therefore remember as we're moving through the world that yes, that presence of the divine and all that it is within me, that all of the love and all of the peace, all of the power, all of the authentic wholeness that I am is already right where I am, that then we come to the world differently. Then we are not as reactive because we come from a place of power and a place of inner authority. And as we do that and we come to the world differently, we come with more love and we come as peace and we come in our own power, knowing that we can change things. And so as we do that, we affect the people that we interact with and we affect the whole because we are all part of this collective consciousness of humanity. And as we do that, we are then consciously participating in our own evolution and in the evolution of the collective as we are acting as a beneficial presence in this world. So I say thank you to every single one of you for answering this call of your own spirit, the call of your own inner divine beingness to be that beneficial presence in this world. And so as we begin our service this morning or today, whenever you're watching, I invite you to have a piece of paper and something to write with handy, because I have some questions to ask you later on in the talk. And so at Centers for Spiritual Living, we have a guiding document that is called the Global Heart Vision. And it is the thing that leads us into creating a world that works for everyone. It is the vision that we hold of what that world looks like in a world that works for everyone. And I'd like to share a couple of pieces of that with you today. One piece says, we see a world in which every person lives in alignment with his or her highest spiritual principle, emphasizing unity with God and connection with each other. A world in which individually and collectively, we are called to a higher state of consciousness and action. Goes on to say, we envision a world where personal responsibility joins with social conscience in every area of the political, corporate, academic, and social sectors, providing sustainable structures to further the emerging global consciousness. And so those two things are talking about being more conscious and having that more awakened consciousness, being the thing that informs our actions and how it is that we behave in the world for all of us, not just individually, but the whole of things in this world. And so this week, we had a new president step into office. And so here we are 24 days into the new year, into January, and yet it feels very much like we are starting a new year again. And as we have that change of president and change in cabinets, like that God Janus, it serves us again to look back and to discover what it is that has served us and how we have grown over these past 4 years. And as we look back at what has happened, we also in that time decide what it is that we don't want to bring into this new time, into this new era with us. You know, it's kind of like when you add on to your house, you have a dream of what it is that you want to create, and you have a plan of what it is that you want to create. But the first thing that you have to do is to decide which pieces of what I already have aren't going to support this new structure, aren't going to support my dream house. And then you begin by dismantling those parts that aren't going to support or work well with the part that you're adding on. So that means we let go of what isn't supporting us in creating that dream of what that vision is that we hold for this world. We look forward and decide what it is that we want, and we set an intention to do that. And then that means that we think and act and speak in ways that bring that intention and that vision into reality, that bring it into being. And so whether you liked this last president or not, there are things that have served you in this past 4 years, and there are ways that you have grown because of what you've experienced. Perhaps you have become more aware politically. Perhaps you've educated yourself about how the government actually works and how the Senate and the House and all of the different pieces come into play. Perhaps in all of this, you have found your voice and have written letters to your congressman or signed petitions or whatever, but found a voice that you didn't have before. Perhaps it has required you to deepen your own spiritual practice so that you might access the peace that always lives inside of you. So perhaps you've created a greater anchor of peace than what you had before. We have all been changed in positive ways through everything that has been going on, whether we're talking about the presidency or the pandemic or racial and civil unrest. We've all been served in ways that serve us in that evolution that we were talking about. I have seen so many people who have realized how much they care about people that they've never even thought of before through COVID and through the civil unrest. I think both of those things have caused us to come together and to support each other in ways we had never done before. From restaurants and chefs preparing food and taking it to hospitals and to doctors and to nurses, to white people actually standing with people of color and saying, this isn't right. The things that we have realized aren't right and aren't fair. I think there has been a global awakening to the racism that has been going on that we never really were aware of before. I know I certainly wasn't aware of a lot of things that I have learned over this time. And things are changing. I see things changing all over the place. And so there are also things that we don't want to bring with us into this new time and into this new era, like divisiveness and inequality, lack of integrity, and vitriol. Instead, we really want to create a world that works for everyone. We want to create a world of peace and a world of possibility. We want to create a world of good for everyone. We want to create a world that is safe and a world where there is enough. We want to create a world of inclusivity and equal opportunity and fairness and unity. And perhaps you are thinking, oh, things are never going to change. I saw one of my clients this week, and that was her attitude. It was the day of the inauguration. I shared how excited I was, how much hope I had after hearing Biden's acceptance speech, that it looks like he really wants to bring the people of this country together, that he is known for getting Democrats and Republicans to work together and to work across the aisle. And his call was for unity. It was for, even though we have differences of opinion, even though we don't agree, that we can come together as Americans and come together in unity. And that gives me great hope. And this client of mine said she doesn't feel that way at all because she doesn't think that anything is going to change. She said, quote, I don't have that much faith in people. I do. I have faith in humanity and I have faith in God in humanity. And perhaps you're even afraid that as citizens, that we as citizens don't really have the power to change things. But Ernest Holmes said, there is nothing we cannot bring into being when our desire to create is in alignment with the best good for all. There is nothing we cannot bring into being. I also read online something this week that I really liked, and it was called Act Your Age. It says, since every particle in your body goes back to the first flaring forth of space and time, you are really as old as the universe. So when you are lobbying at your congressperson's office or visiting your local utility, or testifying at a hearing on nuclear waste, or standing up to protect an old grove of redwoods. You are doing that not out of some personal whim, but in the full authority of your 15 billion years. Out of the full authority of that which within you that is 15 billion years old, and that you are a part of that. When you stand up for what is right in your heart, that you know in your heart, you are standing with that 15 billion years behind you. When you stand up for what is right in your heart, you are standing in alignment with the God of your own being, and that has power, and that has authority. And perhaps maybe you are even uncomfortable as we move into this new era, and you feel unsure because we are moving into the unknown. Because what we have before us is different than anything we've ever had before us. Even from having a female vice president to having a Senate that has the most diversity in race and in age than we've ever had before. And maybe that makes you a little unsettled. But you know, in those beautiful words of Amanda Gorman, who was the young woman who read the poem at the inauguration, she ended that poem with these words: "For there is always light if we are brave enough to see it, if we are only brave enough to be it." We are invited to see that light in everyone, in everything, in every moment. The light of wisdom and the light of love is omnipresent. It is present everywhere, that wisdom and that love. The light of spirit is present. The light of our better humanity is present. And we are being called to be that light. And so the title of my talk today is Moving On Up. And I'm talking about that as we move into this era, we are here to decide where it is that we actually want to go. And to know that we are then supported by the entire universe in creating that good for all. We are supported by the entire universe in unfolding that good. Ernest Holmes said, "The spiral of life is upward. Evolution carries us forward, not backward. Eternal and progressive expansion is its law, and there are no breaks in its continuity." It seems to me that our evolution is the result of the unfolding consciousness of that which already is, and need but be realized to become a fact in everyday life. Evolution, our evolution, individually and collectively, is unfolding that which already is. Wisdom already is. Love already is. Oneness already is. Opulence already is. Peace and harmony, they already are present, fully orbed. As we evolve on this upward trajectory, individually and collectively, we are giving way to that from within us, to that wisdom and that peace, all of the good that the divine is. And that infinite being, that presence, that infinite one is already fully orbed. It doesn't have to become those things. It doesn't have to create those things. It's already fully orbed. It's all that has to happen is we must make room for it. And we make room for it in our thinking and in our actions. Ernest Holmes said, "The divine mind is infinite. It contains all knowledge and wisdom. But before it can reveal its secrets, it must have an outlet. We are that outlet for that divine presence to unfold itself and to unfold its highest vision of humanity, its highest vision of life on this planet Earth. We are here to give way to that. We are that outlet. So when we purposefully let go of our littleness, when we purposefully let go of our judgments, our harsh judgments, and our differences, our fear and our animosity, the hatred that we might have been feeling, we make room for that divine presence to come forward. When we remember that we are all family, that we live in a realm of possibility, when we get quiet and listen to our own hearts, we make room for that divine presence to unfold itself in our lives and in this world. And so what will you do to make room for that presence to unfold itself? What will you do to make room for yourself and to make room so that we all might move forward, so that we all can step into the evolution that is seeking to unfold itself? And so I have some questions for you. This is the time when you can write those answers down. So you might want to close your eyes and just listen within to your own heart, to listen within to your own spirit, and to ask yourself, how can I contribute to the greater good that is seeking to unfold itself through humanity? How can I contribute to the greater good that is seeking to unfold itself? And to ask yourself, is there somewhere that I need to take greater personal responsibility? Is there somewhere in my own life? Is there somewhere in the world where I can or need to take greater personal responsibility? And the last question, again, asking within, to that knowingness within you. What can I do to live in greater alignment with my spirit and my spiritual values? What can I do to live in greater alignment with my spirit and my spiritual values? And so at a presidential inauguration, it culminates in the president making this oath. I do solemnly swear or affirm that I will faithfully execute the office of President of the United States and will, to the best of my ability, preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States. There is something that I have been a part of, and they have put out what is called the People's Inauguration. And I'd like to share that with you, and then I'm going to ask you to join me in saying it. It asks that you place your right hand over your heart and put your left hand over that. It says, I, Jennifer Speer, do solemnly vow that I will faithfully execute my role in healing, reimagining, and rebuilding our country, and will, to the best of my ability, preserve, protect, and defend inclusion, love, and healing for myself and for all those around me. And so I'm going to screen share that with you and then invite you to say that with me. So here we go. Your right hand over your heart and your left hand over your right hand. I, your name, Jennifer Speer, do solemnly vow that I will faithfully execute my role in healing, reimagining, and rebuilding our country, and will, to the best of my ability, preserve, protect, and defend inclusion, love, and healing for myself and for all those around me. Would you like to say it a second time? Let's do it a second time. It's easier to take in at once. I, Jennifer Speer, do solemnly vow that I will faithfully execute my role in healing, reimagining, and rebuilding our country, and will, to the best of my ability, preserve, protect, and defend inclusion, love, and healing for myself and for all those around me. And so my invitation to you this week is to think and act and speak in ways that take you to your desired goal for this country and for this world and for your own personal life. To think and act and speak in ways that take you to that highest vision that vision that you hold in your heart of a world that works for everyone. And so I'd like to close the quote out of the Science of Mind magazine from January. It is by a minister called Reverend Masando Hiroka. He says, "Life asks us to start every day anew and to choose from a place of depth despite what our current pain." Life asks us to start every day anew and to choose from a place of depth despite what past or current pain we may carry. We must consider what has come before, but we are not bound by it. This particular moment in time is unique, and from this moment on, we are co-creating something new. And so may we each co-create that something new that is the dreams and the desires of our heart and of our spirit. And I'm going to share with you one last time those words from Amanda Gorman. For there is always light if we're brave enough to see it, if we're only brave enough to be it. May we, each and every one of us, be that light. And so blessings to you on this path of self-discovery, of discovering your own spirit, discovering the good in life, and bringing that forward in a way that blesses us all. So blessings to you. And so I invite you to join me in an affirmative prayer. And so how good it is to be in recognition of the presence of this infinite one, this one presence that I am immersed in at all times, that is none other than the very essence of love and the essence of good, whose nature it is to unfold itself everywhere there is an opening. And so today we create in our own hearts and in our own minds an opening for oneness, an opening for unity, an opening for care and compassion and understanding and coming together and healing. How grateful I am to be awake to this infinite presence that contains within itself all possibility and all potential, knowing that it ever seeks to unfold itself in each of our lives as a greater good, as a more fulfilled heart, as a more fulfilled spirit. And so each one of us today answers that call from within to be the light and to bring a greater light into this world, to be a healing and a beneficial presence. And so I know that we are supported by this universe, by the entirety of this universe, to do just that. And so we set our attention, intention, and we look forward and bring the fullness of our spirit, the fullness of our hearts, the fullness of that divine presence into this world, as each one of us is called to do. And so I give thanks for this blessing. I give thanks for this opportunity to be of service in this world and to serve our fellow human beings, knowing that it is already blessed from on high. And so I release this prayer in gratitude and in faith and in peace. And I say, and so it is. And so I have a couple of invitations for you. And the first one is, you should be receiving in the mail a questionnaire that has been put out by Living Beyond Limits in the next day or two that is asking you for feedback really about how we can serve you best. We have been visioning our visioning core and have decided that There are, I'm sure, things that we can do to be of greater service to Living Beyond Limits since we have not been meeting in person. And we'd love to hear from you what that might look like. So please look for that email that is coming to you between now and Monday. I would like to invite you to join us on our Thursday evening Zoom conference, where we do spiritual practice and share with each other and get into small groups and get to spend some time together with like-minded and like-hearted people. And it's a lovely time. If you are not on our email list, please send us an email at livingbeyondlimitscsl@gmail.com. And we will make sure to get you on that mailing list so that you will get notice of the things that we have going on. We are continuing to do Ministry of Prayer. If you would like prayer support, you can send a prayer request to that email address or to Barbara Conant, text or email or call her, and the practitioners and I will be happy to support you for the next week in prayer for whatever it is that you are seeking to have expressed and experience in your life. We also have prayer shawls that we are happy to gift you with. If you would like to be wrapped in that energy of prayer, the practitioners will pray over it before they give it to you so that it is imbued with that energy. We invite you to join our YouTube channel. It gives you access to all of our talks, one after the other. And last but not least, I want to thank you so much for your ongoing support of Living Beyond Limits during these unprecedented times. It has enabled us to continue to thrive and to be a presence, a beneficial presence in this world, and to feed and nurture and support our community. And so thank you from the bottom of my heart for that. And so I hope to see you here next week, and I would love to see you on Zoom Thursday evening. Have a wonderful week. Love and blessings to you. Bye.